Born is the king. On an otherwise uneventful night, God would choose to step into his creation and shatter everything that this world and the people who lived in this world had come to comprehend. God, who had created all, who sustains all, would leave his place in the heavenlies and condescend as a baby to a mother whose life had been rocked by an angel who appeared, bringing a message of do not fear, for you will give birth to a son. And your son will be given the throne that David left 28 generations before your life had begun. And your son will be called Jesus. And your son will not only rise in power over the people currently in existence, but he will reign forever over all of Jacob's descendants. And so, in the quiet of the night, beneath the canopy of God's celestial creation, the true, good, and beautiful Savior would enter. Who is this God that would send his only son to rescue the sinner? And what is this love that bypasses all outward hindrances as it directs its focus at the center of the heart, penetrating deep into the depths of a need for belonging? This love was something that had never been seen, only talked about around campfires, from grandfathers to grandchild, telling of promises that were yet to be fulfilled, from mothers to child, day after day, year after year. And now love, genuine love, was here. And this king brought with him his kingdom. A king who would be drenched in peace, yet would lead us into the fight. A king who would step into the chaos and begin to make all things right. God had broken 400 years of silence in the silent of the night, and the night was marked over in the dawning of this light. God had spoken. He had spoken by delivering a king. And this king would reign, a king with a name that is above every other name. For this king would grow to live a perfect life, completely unstained. And this king would end up taking upon himself the sins of those he came to save. And this king would go into the grave and on the third day be raised, defeater of sin, conqueror of death, worthy of all praise. You see, we find ourselves caught up in a story that is far bigger than our mental capacity is able to hold. You see, it's easy for us to stand on this side of the cross and retell the story that was told, for we have 2,000 years of documented evidence to show us how the story unfolds. And truth be told, the story can tend to get a little bit old, as if it's just a story of a virgin birth in a manger. But that's the danger that we must come to realize. And we must fix our eyes on the king that was born in Bethlehem that night and allow that king to have complete control of our lives, for he still reigns and he will reign for all of eternity. So let us look back as we look forward and remember the melody that our God chose to sing. Born is the king.